This is Vatican Radio. In this, the second in a series of reflections to mark Holy Week, we look at the events of Good Friday, in which Jesus carries his cross and dies with immense suffering. We highlight the many people who are carrying their own crosses in a conflict-ridden world where there is immense misery and pain, and how we are called at this time to pray with all who are suffering. Monsignor Eugene Silva, English language official at the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of the New Evangelization, talks to me, Lydia O'Kane, about the hope that abounds despite the events of this day. We come to Good Friday. They try to humiliate Jesus. He carries his cross. He dies on the cross with immense suffering. We look at the world today, Father Gino. There are so many people carrying their own crosses. We look at a conflict-ridden world where there is immense suffering. Is it important for us to know that he can understand what people are going through on this earth? The fact that he suffered, people say, well, Jesus knows because he suffered immense suffering as well on the cross.
Oh, I agree. And I think, for me, I think we have to delve into the mystery of the cross in order to arrive at a point of living fully in hope. So for me, Good Friday, as paradoxical as this sounds, it really is all about hope. All about hope. I mean, what is the ancient tradition is that the son of Adam, Seth, planted the seed of the tree of good and evil in Golgotha, in the place of the skulls, and from that tree was taken the wood of the cross. And what we see on Good Friday is that God's providence used the words and the logic, the instruments of the evil one against him, used death against him, used suffering against him, used the wood against him for victory. And for me, therein lies the greatest hope. Now, again, we have to define what hope is. It's not naive optimism. You know, but tomorrow, Lydia, everything's going to be fine. You ever talk to a friend and you're venting and the friend kind of just says, well, don't worry, everything's going to be fine tomorrow. Well, you know what? That really annoys me because they don't know that everything's going to be fine tomorrow. But hope is that Christian disposition that says, I don't need to know what tomorrow is because every tear has already been wiped. Every suffering has been transformed. And death has been defeated because of the cross. So whatever we face tomorrow, we know that it's already embraced in God's love. And for me, that is the hope. That is what allows us to get out of bed in the morning because he died on the cross. And it's amazing, you know, you think that justice would have demanded that God's son, who was so unjustly accused, that God loved us so much that he gave us not what we deserve, but what love demands. And what an example for us. What an example for us. So for me, Good Friday is a time to pray with everyone in this world who's suffering and pray before the mystery of the cross. And I always share with people, especially students in my former school, you know, every time on Good Friday you make the sign of the cross, enter into the mystery of the cross as the final word of hope this world will ever know.
I'm going to ask you another question on Good Friday, and it's more of a logistical one because we are in Rome, and it's a special time in Rome, isn't it? Because you have on Good Friday, there are many events going on, but probably the event that's most publicized is, of course, the Pope going to the Colosseum, and you see that big cross almost in flames. How special is it? How special is it this time in Rome?
It's very special. And the tradition was begun by, I think it was Pope Benedict XIV in the 18th century, and then Pope Paul VI brought it back, and then it's been a part of the Roman tradition, and it's very powerful because the Holy Father every year asks a different person to write the Meditations of the Stations of the Cross. And being done in the Colosseum also is just a reminder to all of us that, as Tertullian had said, that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of Christians. And so the whole idea being that we need to enter into the witness of what it means to be a Christian, no matter the price that we might pay for it. And having been blessed to be at a number of these celebrations over the years here in Rome, I just find myself so moved because I think about all the women and men over the years who have physically lost their lives to proclaim the truth of the gospel and to love. And then it makes me embarrassed about my own life, and it makes me say to myself, am I bearing witness enough? Am I loving enough? Am I forgiving enough? Or am I being too judgmental? Am I condemning when we're not to condemn? And so it's just an incredible opportunity to self-evaluate and to really look at our own souls before the blood of the martyrs.